All right. So we are approaching the holiday. I can't believe it. In a week, we're going to be Christmas. We're going to be at Christmas and Hanukkah. Woo! So I wanted to start the wrapping up and planning stages, as most businesses need to do, to get ready for 2017. So I'm scrolling up now and skipping. I don't know why there's this giant blank page, but here we are. Can you see this chart that says, if you do not see it, let me know, okay? If you see it, forever hold your peace. Consensus building tool number 3. Does anyone not see this? Good. That's good news. Okay. So this is something to review before we get into the meat. Actually, before we get into this, gosh darn it, I never remember this, and it's very important. Does anybody have some celebrations, something that went right this last week they'd like to share?
May I?
Please.
Okay. I'm using LinkedIn, just started, and I found a very slick magazine, and it turns out the editor of the magazine is an old colleague. She used to edit my writing, and we liked each other. And yeah. I wrote to her on LinkedIn, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, she doesn't remember me, whatever. No, but it was a nice email, and she wrote back and said, hey, it's so great to hear from you, and pitch an article.
Good for you. That's great.
We'll see.
We'll see. So you're going to pitch an article?
Of course.
Excellent, excellent. Right. And so that's a good feedback to get from having started being more focused around and regular with the social media. Yeah. And you have, I suggest you give yourself a deadline for pitching that article. Do you know by when you're going to pitch it?
Tomorrow.
All right, man. I like it.
Okay.
That's terrific. Keep going.
All right.
Anybody else? There must be one more celebration. I know there is out
Me,
there. Something.
This is Kelly.
Yes. Kelly, what happened?
I have finally found some balance of socializing and not just always working, which is landing into the self-care category, which makes me a happier human. And I'm getting a lot more things done on the work front every single day because I'm inspired to keep moving forward and not just panicking and acting out in manic behavior.
Well, what shifted?
I made myself schedule personal events and connected with people just socially in a different, you know, environment than the bar that I work at and the work I'm doing, you know.
That's individual. Tremendous.
Yeah.
So
big change.
You're not running on fumes.
Right.
That's it's so important, you know, because nourishment is more than just what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get energy from that. You know, like we were saying, it's important to feed your soul and get out of isolation that way. And it's interesting you're getting more done by having made the time to do that.
Exactly.
Brava. Brava.
Yay.
Yay is right. So, managing complex change. I love this chart. Because that's why we're here. Change to me is, we're talking about forward moving change, right? And change happens. A goal gets completed. For instance, you get a good result the way you both have. When your vision, your skills, your incentives, your resources and action plan are all aligned. And if you think about it, Steve, you had the vision to get more work. You have the skills. Certainly incentive is there. It's money. The resources is LinkedIn. And you had an action plan, which was to get on LinkedIn and connect with people. There you go. A little change, a little win. Okay. Yeah. It's very interesting to use this chart when you fall into certain emotional states because it really clarifies what's going on and what you need to, where the solution needs to happen. For instance, here we are, confusion. Usually confusion results out of not knowing exactly what it is you're trying to get. Perhaps there's a decision that hasn't been made, right? So you're confused about what to do and what change you want to make, right? Does that ring a bell for anybody? Does anybody have an instance come to mind that resonates with that?
So confused.
Well, the next time you're confused about what to do, it would be good to notice to ask yourself, what do I ultimately want? What do I want? That is the antidote to confusion, that question. What do I want? Once you know what you want, it becomes easier to make the decisions necessary to move towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety is interesting. Anxiety, I think, happens when you feel like you're going to be caught with your pants down and you're not sure that you actually have the chops to deliver. And there may be some skill set that needs to be focused on. So I find that interesting. Anxiety. Sometimes I find that people who are having trouble prioritizing, it's because they don't know how. They don't understand the mechanics, for instance, behind making the decision. They need to make a budget. They never make the budget. So they go around vague and anxious about their money situation. And so they need to find a way to create a budget. It's possible they may need to do it with somebody. They may need to sit shoulder to shoulder with somebody to work through it, because for whatever reason, they can't get themselves to do it alone. So there's a skill set there, knowing how you process and learn best. That's a skill set, right? Knowing your strengths and weaknesses takes a certain amount of self-knowledge. Resistance, I think, happens when why should I comes up. There's a lack of incentive, right? Resistance to change, right? When you have to have something compelling. That question is also, what do I want? What do I really want? And if you're trying, and often I think what happens is we try to fulfill a want inappropriately. It's possible you just lack incentive, for instance, to do your work because you're lonely. What you really want is to get out of isolation. And so, for instance, Caddy, you started doing more because you fulfilled a need. You fulfilled a want, which was connection and watering the plants of your relationships. And suddenly, you know, you're nourished in a way that it allowed you more momentum. If we look at frustration, frustration, I think that has everything to do with, God, I'm so frustrated, I can't do that. I just don't have the money. Or, gosh darn it, I don't have the time. Frustration. And so that's an instance where looking at the problem and turning it into a question. How can I get more money to get this done? How can I make the time so that this happens? How can I get the support I need so that this happens? When you're frustrated, you've got to look at what's missing in terms of your toolkit, your resources. And finally, false starts. That's an interesting one to me. If you know you want something, but you don't have a plan to get to it, to get it, you take shots at things, right? Before we were in this group, right? Nothing was really coming to fruition. You would take shots at submitting a resume or maybe a query. right? Take shots, maybe go to a networking event once and then not go again. These are false starts in the absence of an action plan, which I believe I sat down with each person, and a plan may need tweaking, of course. But if you sit down without a plan, you lack a structure, you lack any boundaries. You find yourself back at the drawing board over and over. So I'm hoping that you will find this little, it might be something you want to, you might to enlarge and hang up where you can see it, this this chart. I think it's a very useful tool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so to continue. Why am I not able to scroll? I know who's here, I can close that. I don't want to disconnect everybody. That would be bad. Ah, okay, here we go. Now, we're going to get into some planning. Where does the time go? Well, you don't know unless you decide. So, late in the game a little bit, I want to do some mindset work here. So I'm hoping that you printed out your handout. If not, any notebook will do. And real quick and dirty, right? Doesn't mean this can't be refined later. But just right now, I would like it if we would start answering these questions. Because if you don't start answering these questions now, chances are you get off the call and don't necessarily find the time to do it. So I'm going to give you, I think for the first question, let's just take a minute, all right, to answer it. What are three things you want to accomplish in your business or career in 2017? So go ahead and answer that question. I'm thinking Tessa jumped on. Oh, I'll keep my mouth shut. She heard silence and might have thought she did something wrong. Ten more seconds. Now, I realize not everybody may be looking at what I'm looking at, and I didn't get specific enough. So if you laid out three things in general all over your life that you want to accomplish in 2017, I certainly understand that, and that's not bad. How many people, did anybody not see this in a little more specificity and accomplish your business or what is three things you want to accomplish in your business or career in 2017 is what I should have asked. Does anybody need to do that? Or was that what y'all did? Shout out if that's not what you did. Okay, I guess that's what y'all did, and I'm very pleased. So next, I'd like you to come up with three things you want to accomplish creatively in 2017. Okay, and I'm going to give you a minute for that. Go ahead. All right, if you just came into the call, we're doing an exercise, Tessa. Write down three things you want to accomplish creatively in 2017. I'm giving you a minute, so there's silence. You know what, Steve? Could you put yourself on mute?
Yeah? Hmm?
Could you put yourself on? Actually, I'll mute you. Go ahead. Okay, does anybody need a little more time with that one? All right, so next and last, I would like you to name three things you want to accomplish personally in your life at large in 2017. Go ahead. Okay, very, very good. Does anyone need more time for any one of those? Good, okay. All right, so this is going to be interesting in terms of where we proceed next. Many times things don't happen in life. Because the only things that do get done are things where there's a fire to put out. There's a deadline, right? You have to get something done, right? And many times, the things that you actually want to accomplish in your life within, say, the year, are things that don't have a hard deadline, especially creatively. So what I'd like you to do, actually, this is something you'll probably fill out later. Day to day, what you want to make sure, you know, is that you have what you're doing that's important, that, you know, there's a fire under you, there's a deadline. And then you need to list the things that are not important, that don't have deadlines. And what I'd like you all to do now is take a minute to list the things that are important to you to have happen in 2017 in this middle column, okay? So let's say, let's start that now. So you're going to fill in that middle column, important without deadlines.
Is this just transcribing the questions we just answered?
It might be, unless you have specific deadlines already attached to the answers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now you may not have finished, and that's all right, because that's, if it, especially if it's just transcribing the answers, you can do that later. But here's how I suggest you use this chart. When you're scheduling your life, you're going to schedule in things with deadlines, such as important, appointments, for instance, or maybe a work submission that has to get in at a certain point, or, you know, things like that are going to get scheduled into your life day to day. But what I want you to constantly check is this. This is the most important column. And every day, in order to be moving forward, you need to do something from the middle column. So when you plan your day, make sure, and this is a chart, you could use it every day if you wanted, make sure something from the middle column gets into your calendar, gets done on a day-to-day basis, all right? Because what often happens is people do the important stuff with deadlines, and then they skip right to what's not important.
Right.
Netflix, whatever, you know, I don't know. Whatever you have going on in your life that's not important, rearranging a cupboard, I don't know. Stuff that's not really going to move you towards stuff what really matters, which is in the middle column that have to do with your annual goals, okay? And this is a way to make it conscious, to catch yourself. Does anybody have any questions about this technique?
No.
All right. Does that seem clear? Does it seem useful? Does it seem, what does it seem to you? Spark any ideas? Yeah? Good.
Yes.
All
good.
Right. Okay, folks, so this, now what I want to do, we're going to have time today, I believe, to certainly take individual questions and do laser coaching. But first, I want to go over to the marketing aspect of things. And since social media is something that everybody has on their plate to do on a regular basis, I just wanted to, do a little tour of a Facebook page so that you have a sense of how to maximize what you're doing with that. So I'm going to change my screen share now. If you'll be so indulgent, I have not changed it yet. Okay. Yeah, that's it. All right. Does everybody see my Facebook page?
Yes.
Good. Yay. Groovy. All right. Now, this is my inside look at my Facebook page, right? Where it has all the bells and whistles and, share a photo, whatever, advertise. Get a message, create an event, right? Now, if you go to, as a visitor, you go to my page. This is what you see. View page as visitor. Let's see what that looks like. This is what the rest of humanity sees. Okay? Just so you know what it looks like. And that is a good thing to check once in a while, just to make sure it's what you want, right? And I'm not having an easy time scrolling. Okay? That's what Rati's page looks like. So I'm going to go back to my view so that we can look at the bells and whistles backstage. All right? And they've actually made it very easy with these iconic buttons to press whenever you do want to do something. Now, I think the most important attribute is being able to schedule posts ahead of time. Is that something people do? Does anybody on the call schedule their posts ahead of time?
No.
Yep.
So, good man. All right. So then does anybody not know how to do that? It makes sense, right, Tessa? I'm just going to do a quick review here of how to do that. Actually, let's drop down. We see view messages, copy messenger link, edit page info. Edit page info. Sorry, I'm skipping around, folks. That takes you back to, if you want to change your name, you can, what you're describing yourself as, the brief description. I don't know what edit impressum means, but brief description of what it is you do, and website. There's more information than that that can be edited, of course. But, you know, I think the most important thing is to have that short description. This description that I have, even my long description, it's not a tome, right? It's not that long, right? Because I just don't think it's really that necessary. People who go to the internet, they scan, okay? But you can see all the options you have for adding information about yourself there, right? In the edit page info. Okay? So now let's go back. I want to go back to the page, so I'm just going to skip over here as a shortcut. And if I want to write something, I'm not going to actually post this, right? I'll just say, I won an award yesterday. I'm very proud about that, right? That's my celebration, in fact, folks. I was voted one of the 15 top life coaches in New York City. I'm very excited about that out of, almost 2,000 coaches.
Really?
That was pretty damn groovy,
wow.
Right? Yeah, wow, thank you.
Wow.
So I'm going to be, so that's something I want people to know, right? I haven't posted it yet because I'm probably going to put it in my newsletter as a strategic thing. But just for the sake of demonstration, I won an award. Now, I could publish it right this second, or, boom, drop down the menu. Schedule it, okay? So I can decide, all right, I'm going to schedule it tomorrow, whatever. I'm going to change the time that I schedule it. Stop news feed. This I don't know. Select a date and time in the future when you want your post to stop showing. This is a new little wrinkle. So if there's some old news and I want to take it off my, you know, I don't want a lot of old news on there. I can even set a date when I don't want it to be visible anymore. Well, that's cool. I don't know how important that is. The main thing is to be able to schedule your post. So you could schedule a week's worth of posts. You could just say, I'm going to take an hour. I'm going to schedule my post for the week, set it and forget it, and you know automatically that your Facebook post is going out there every day. Now, I don't know too much about algorithms and such, but I believe if you do get someone to help you with this who knows more about it, you can even decide on the time and day that's most beneficial to post and always post at that time. Mm-hmm. But the main thing is to post regularly. And this allows you not to reinvent the wheel every day, but just, you know, you can have a running list of cool things to post, right? And just grab from that and schedule things. And because that's what I find what keeps people from posting regularly is not really knowing, having anything to say, right? So that was important, I felt, to go over today. Now, I'm just showing you, and I'm pretty sure you can schedule posts in any social media platform. And if you are posting in several, which I recommend, you should be posting them through a program called Hootsuite, which allows you also to schedule posts ahead of time and then automatically send those posts to everybody, to all of your social networks. If that's something you guys want me to explore with you, I can do that, but I didn't prepare to do it today. So just, you know, maybe write in the chat. That sounds like an interesting thing. In fact, I've got all these messages in the chat I haven't read, so give me a second here. I guess expired workshops. Yeah, that's a good point, Tessa. Yeah, all right, you're into that. Good. So I'm going to put that a note for that. We'll go over Hootsuite. Eventually, I'm hoping you folks can delegate this sort of thing to an assistant, right? And at some point, we're going to go over the order in which you want to build your staff, so to speak, when you want to start bringing people online. But it is, you need to know a little bit about things before you delegate them. So we will go over that. And now I would very much like to open the floor to, let me see, what am I doing? Get rid of that. Yeah, man. Supply changes. I would like to open the floor to whatever it is that, in fact, I should have that open because I don't want you guys staring at my all my files. That's not cool. So now you should just see my logo. Is that what y'all see now?
Yep.
Good. So we open the floor for questions, issues. Does anybody have something that has been a challenge this week that they'd like to kick around? Because this is the laser coaching portion of our program. You can type it in the chat or you can shout it out.
I'm going to shout it out.
Go for it, man.
I counted this today, going up through LinkedIn and looking posts that I could respond to. I saw some people that I used to work with in the past. And yeah. I want to reach out. I don't think I'm ready for an ask. I'm not even sure what an ask is, but what do you think is a good one next? You say, hey, it's been a long time, and I don't want to just ask for work, right?
Well, it depends on, well, right. Can you give me an example of one person who you've stumbled across and what your relationship to them is?
Yeah, this one guy who was in charge of a very large, real estate brokerage, really huge, so they had a PR person doing it. So right. I would write about buildings, and I would work with him. Very nice relationship. Eight years later, I haven't done that kind of thing for a while. So mm-hmm. I saw his name, and, I thought I'd write to him. As a matter of fact, I shared one of his posts, which I understand.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That is excellent. I would say sharing posts is almost as important as posting. Because that is cultivating a relationship. You're affirming someone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's good. And was this, how cordial was this relationship? Was this a let's go have coffee type relationship? Or could it be?
I didn't have that many of those, because it was usually on the phone. But this person, let's say this one, was very cordial on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I could do a coffee. I could do that.
Well, that's an ask, by the way.
Oh.
An ask is anything that's going to get you closer to having work. It could be an ask for a meeting, an ask to have coffee. And out of that coffee conversation, the main thing is to find out what's going on in their business.
Yeah.
Right? And they'll want to know what's going on in yours. And you just don't know. There could be a joint venture there. There could be, who knows, an assignment that he didn't think of you for. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds to me like the ask here has to do with reviving that rapport.
Yeah. All right.
Right? And so give me an example of somebody you don't feel that cordial with, whose name you might have come across.
Oh, well, I saw quite a number of those. There's another one that I used to, I used to know a lot of PR people because I wrote about buildings. So yep. There was another one that I saw, and it was strictly business. Once in a while, yep. I'd get a press release from her and then maybe get back to her, but... I reached out to this person a while ago and didn't get a response. But I don't want to give up on her. We were fine back then,
Right. Absolutely. And so I guess I'm wondering what the origin of the relationship was. How did she you worked with her? It was business. And what was the context of the business?
Oh, yeah. She was in PR. These people are in PR. So she would write a building. I would write about a building or a survey of buildings, and I'd get in touch with her, send me more information, that kind of thing.
Right, right. So I think with this, with her, what's real important is to look for an opening, to really follow her, to see what's going on, because you will recognize an opening, I think.
Well, I shared
I
did share one of her posts, so I guess that's something of a, you know.
It is. And also commenting on a post.
Yeah, I did. I always do, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. But I think following her, and I'm not sure what kind of things that this lady shares, right?
Oh, an article about something or other.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you can also just, this is a warm call, right? Or in mail, a warm email. Just want to touch base, let you know what's going on in my business. It's great when you have something that has happened specifically to write to someone you want work from and say, I just got such and such.
Right.
Would love to have a brief call with you. Check in, see what's happening in your business. Leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Good.
In that case, you want to schedule a phone call. You want to, what your goal is to get her on the phone.
Okay. All right. The hard part.
Yeah, all right. I know. But if you're not stepping out of your comfort zone, you're not growing.
Right. Okay.
Good for you. I'm looking at the chat here. Seems like a couple of things. I'm stalled by the holidays. Yeah, Tessa, aren't we all? Very few people are paying attention to business building right now. I got to tell you, though, Tessa, my business is going great. Hate to brag, but here's the thing. You know, there are mythologies we buy into, okay? I'm not saying that's not true, right? But I think being stalled has everything to do with how much you're putting yourself out there. Okay. Yeah. You have to get people's attention around the holidays because they are focused on, you know, wrapping things up, for instance. They're also focused on things like gifts. What can I give somebody?
Sure.
So if you know people are not paying so much attention to business building, and what you're now when, in terms of being stalled, can you tell me what area of your business feels stalled, Tessa, a little more specifically?
The thing you said about people checking things off their list. If it's not a deadline, then they're not going to return calls or emails because they're concerned with work that's happening now and not work that's happening later. I mean, first things is my graphic design where I'm reaching out to people to follow up on conversations about acquiring new work. So I have the goodwill, good faith that with the budget renewal in 2017, we'll be talking. But, you know, I would love to have a project going on before then. And then there's, I want to start teaching yoga at a place that I have a bunch of contacts I've revived. I feel really good about approaching, but as, they wouldn't be reintroducing like a class like now, like they'd be developing that stuff in January. So, I don't want to do it when somebody's just gone. Like everybody I know has like gone to the UK, for example, like yesterday and is gone until after, New Year's. So I just feel like there's a delicate window of when people have even just left.
Well, I think, okay. Out. Right. Well, what did you say? You freak out a little bit?
No, when to reach out.
When to reach out.
Been gone for a while.
Oh, okay. So, first of all, a few things. Are you trying to set things up for before or after the holidays?
I guess I would like to have before in order to have the security, but... it may be that the stall I mentioned is just that realistically we're not going to get to talk until after the holidays. Like, I think that window has
I think your best bet is to set something up for after the holidays. I'm not, you know, if you're going to reach out, don't even, I think you're not even, I wouldn't even bring up trying to do something before the holidays.
Right.
You're trying to do something to kick off the new year, right?
Yeah.
To help people get off on a strong foot for the new year. That's what people are interested in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and if you want to make a little extra money, I mean, you would offer gift certificates for yoga lessons. I don't know, you know?
Okay.
You want to think of something, you got to figure, where are people's heads right now?
Mm-hmm.
What mm-hmm. is their wake up in the morning problem right now?
Mm-hmm.
And how are you the solution?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to pick one of those areas, okay? So it's either graphic design or yoga. Why don't you pick one?
Well, let's say yoga.
Okay, cool. So what are people's wake up in the morning problem right now going into the holiday season when it comes to their physicality?
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to get into a studio. I'm not.
Okay.
I don't have a studio, so.
So yeah. Are they? Do you think they're kind of having a slow time, the studio?
I don't know. I haven't seen it like a slow time. When I've gone, the classes have been full. I would say people are probably being manic right now. They know that it's about to go. They're gonna have to show up in a nice dress. I'm not sure. I'm not really in touch with that.
Because I'm wondering whether this isn't an opportunity to, I mean, I don't often tell people give your time away for free, but this is an opportunity to get some exposure. If you say, I'd like to offer a free holiday class to get people centered, because it's so hard to move through these 2 weeks with any grace. You know, I want to teach people some, just a free holiday class, or some kind of a special holiday discount, a class that you would offer for at a discount in the new year. I don't know if that was an echo. Hello?
I think it's an echo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so do I. So, Tessa, what ideas do you come up with in terms of the wake up in the morning problem this studio might be having?
I mean, I guess for them, it would just be reaching out to just say, I want to be a part of, the schedules and the workshops and classes that they are putting forth in 2017, when I presume more people are going to be trying to do yoga with their New Year's resolutions, and they may need more substitutes or more teachers. I just want to be on the roster for that.
So is anything stopping you from moving forward and doing that?
Yeah, just I feel they're going to ask me when I can do it, and I don't really know with a kid. I have part-time daycare. I have, I don't know what time people actually are going to show up to yoga that's not already taken as a slot. I'm just hoping they have a time and they want the teacher to fill that time slot. I've not been successful when I've tried to pick a time that other people are available to take yoga. I seem to always pick the time that the people that are free would rather stay in bed or all that. It's like a magical time frame that people.
Well,
have
what are you willing?
Around.
What are you willing to do in order to teach when people will actually come? What are you willing? What are you willing to change in your own life in order to do that?
If I have a time to commit to or to show up, then I can schedule the daycare for that time. I've secured a flexible daycare scenario, so that's good. I feel comfortable reaching out now because I can sit there and I can get coverage. But I feel mm-hmm. nervous because if somebody asks me to come up with something, and then it's all also like performance related, that if they have asked me to create a class take a
Well, what if you ask them when the best time is? What if you ask them what they recommend in terms of a time?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, why should you have to come up with it? You want a time when people will come. That's the answer to that question.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you need some input.
That don't know that stuff and they don't want any involvement. And this one will market my classes if I come in as their vendor, but they want me to like prove I have a following and all that stuff. Then that would be a very different marketing scheme. And I wouldn't want to come in on something unless I knew I could bring in students and therefore could get on the roster that way.
Well, so So this is a larger systemic problem.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me, first of all, what you're setting up is stuff after the holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if what they want is a following and all of those things, it sounds like there are some internal goals that need to be set and fulfilled. Right? How do you get a following? You can always start where you are. You can't pretend to be somewhere you're not.
I would do it at this point in my life. I would do it with substituting, to be honest.
Okay. So that's what mm-hmm. you're looking for. You're looking for
yeah.
substituting opportunities. And I wouldn't limit it to that one studio.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you know, you're raising your opportunity to get work if you offer yourself to several studios as a substitute. And I know you've got to have a child care situation. You've got to have sufficient backup so that if you get called, you can get somebody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's an internal structure that it sounds like you could start to put in place right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to result in money right now, but that's
mm-hmm.
not what this time of the year is about, really, at this point, unless you have something very specific you can offer people to buy as a gift, you know?
Or you use it as a
marketing opportunity. Come to my workshop for 3 asanas that will help you really relax and center for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just did a workshop on how to make the most. You know, how to make the most of the holidays as a small business, for instance. And that was very geared towards this time, or, you know, how to, 3 tips for surviving and thriving. You know, I mean, you come up with something that is holiday-centric that puts you in front of people. That's one thing. But it sounds
right.
like what you really want to be focusing on is positioning yourself for the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So their problem is, their wake up in the morning problem is, what if somebody gets sick? We have to find a substitute, okay?
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, focus on that.
Okay, thank you.
But don't limit it to one studio. You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Does anybody else have something they want to throw on the table? Caddy, how's it going? Who else is on the call here? I'm looking to see who I can pick on. Angela, I always like to call you out. Angela, what's going on?
Hi. It was very nice to hear you coaching Tessa, so I can apply the same thing to myself.
Good.
And the same shoes. I did find extra babysitter, so I'm more flexible right now.
Excellent.
And
that's a win, by the way. When someone asks for a celebration, I want you to speak up and say something. Say that, because that's excellent. That's great.
Yeah, thank you for pointing out. So, thank you for sharing your Facebook page. So, because I'm really like, I'm gonna make a goal for myself to do the Facebook page like in a week or so. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like. Yes.
No, go ahead.
I mean, it's like small steps but that's
yes.
Answer. Yeah.
Absolutely. Small steps. Every journey begins with that single small step, no matter how far it is. So let's see who I haven't heard Sarah's voice at all today, practically. Sarah, sitting in your car, what's up with you? Can you unmute yourself and tell me things?
Uh-oh.
We got a few minutes here.
Hi
there.
Okay. Hi.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Got anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, a couple of things came up for me. I really liked the Managing Complex Change chart. I didn't understand it when I first glanced at it, but after your explanation, I understood a little bit about past confusion and present resistance and also frustration. And I also really appreciated hearing about Hootsuite. That sounds like something that I would like to do in the future, where I'm not managing five different things, but I can manage one thing.
Right.
To post to several places at once instead of me trying to do it myself all individually. It just sounds like a good tool. I appreciated hearing that sharing posts is an affirmation. That really resonated for me as true.
Yeah.
And as useful.
Good.
I heard that you won this award. I'm super stoked for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I was pretty
stoked. I really I found the exercise "Where Does the Time Go?" pretty helpful. I was happy to not leave my creativity out of the conversation or my business aspirations out of the conversation. So that was really good. And one of the things that I realized that comes up for me is both, one of my personal accomplishments for this coming year is that something that's caused anxiety, frustration, resistance and frustration, where I'm not willing to, go all in necessarily, I've been feeling hesitant to just put all of my energy or, a great deal more energy into developing the business that I want, and it's partly because I feel I have to help shore up my husband's business before I leave. And so what I did is I figured out that out of my 20 hours a week that I have to grow a business, mm-hmm. I can give him 5 hours, and not indefinitely, but until he has what he can delegate already outsourced to help him find a VA. Anyway, all that is to say, it was very clear to me that, feeling like I'm depleted or I'm not using my own resources because I have to give them to my husband, like my whole incentive and resources thing was kind of twisted up there a little bit. But mm-hmm. I understand that, he's the provider right now, and what I'm doing is I'm trying to grow a business, but I can't do it if I'm not stable.
What is the stability? What's the stability that you don't have yet?
Well, there's jobs that he needs done for his company that I can do, but he's not getting them done if I'm not doing them, and he's asked me for help in finding somebody who he can delegate them to. So I kind of have to absent myself from his business with integrity and give him something to do, or a person to help him do those things, because he sees me on calls, he sees me like doing things and taking actions, and he's confused about how come I'm not supporting him. So
I got the story now. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, you're allowed to have some boundaries. You're going to give him 5 hours a week. That's fine. But then you need to have 15 hours a week that you have scheduled, that you know when you're giving yourself. Right? So that he's not questioning it and share the news. If you don't announce your boundaries, it's very hard to assert them. If your boundaries are a secret, it's very hard to assert them. So he needs to be in on the joke. Now, I suggest you start right away, since it sounds like he's open to having a VA and someone else do this so you can take back the time you need to build your business, investigating places like Upwork, where you can begin to find and groom somebody. You test people out. You turn one thing over to them and see how they do, right? One task. See how they do before you give them the keys to the kingdom. But it sounds like one of your first goals for 2017 is replacing yourself as far as his business goes.
Yeah.
Okay? So what's one thing you can do to establish some boundaries around what you do for him and what you need to do for your business?
Well, I just came to the 5 hours thing within the past couple of weeks, like very clearly that I'm not willing to give more time than that.
Okay. That's a good thing. So what next?
I guess maybe it's actually creating a deadline for by when I'm going to have somebody doing this, because
Let's pick a deadline. I mean, you may not find the perfect person at first, but just find a person.
Yeah.
So pick a date in January. By when in January are you going to do this, Sarah?
Well, I'm in email communication with some VA right now, but I would say, maybe the third week in January.
See, I was thinking that. I think great minds think alike. The third week in January. Let people get back, The third week in January sounds like a good one. And, Steve, I want you to hold her accountable on this. You're her accountability partner.
Will do.
So that sounds good. I'm just going to check the chat. We're going over a little bit. So I hear you. Same thing to my husband. Who can see how I work from home? Yeah, I mean, Tessa has a good suggestion. That's interesting. On top of sharing your boundaries, if possible, Sarah, not working from home sometimes, find a place to go so your husband doesn't see you working on your business. Good for you. I like that, Sarah. Sure. All right, folks. Well, this was fun. I had fun. And also, just a reminder, January 15th, that's a Sunday. I will let you know as soon as I have a space. If you know of spaces that you think would be good for our immersion, let me know, okay? I'm looking for probably a co-working space, conference room type thing. If you have a connection somewhere, let me know. But I will be letting you know soon where that's going to be. From 12 to 4 on January 15th, and next week is Q&A, which means it's all coaching, all laser coaching all the time. So start stockpiling any questions you may have, all right?
Yep.
So that we can wrap those up before the holiday. All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. And feel free. Once I hang up, I'm going to, text me or email me your suggestions. Okay, folks?
Okay.
So all right, thank you.
You're welcome.
You.
Have a great week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.